later this morning, Ernst and I will go to the White House for a meeting with the president to discuss ethanol RFS. Also attending will be Secretary Perdue, Administrator Pruitt, Senator Cruz, and Senator Toomey. Last year, Pruitt said that we needed to reform these certificates that go by the acronym RIN. That wasn't true then. It isn't true now. Pruitt's own EPA studied the issue and said RIN prices didn't disproportionately affect small refiners. Well, what Pruitt didn't say was that while we were having this debate, he was handing out secret hardship waivers to big oil refining companies owned by billionaires. Secretary Perdue has said that's demand destruction. For 2017, it reportedly reduced the overall biofuels obligation by about 10%. If I could put this in perspective, we fought in November to get Pruitt overruled when he wanted to have less than the 15 billion gallons that the law requires. And we won that. Now we find out what you get on one hand is taken away on the other hand by these waivers that effectively have reduced that down 10%, let's say, to roughly 13.8. Some people say down to 13.5. President Trump committed to this 15 billion gallon figure by not reassigning the waived obligations. Pruitt is breaking the president's $15 billion promise. Pruitt is also breaking his own promise that he made to me and several other senators to support the spirit of the law. And this is when we met with him before we voted for his confirmation. Congress never intended for hardship waivers to go to billionaires. Congress never intended for waivers to be used as a backdoor mechanism to gut the $15 billion lawful obligations that we have for biofuels. Waived obligation for true hardship cases were always meant to be done on the front end or reassigned to remaining obligated parties to maintain the overall obligation. That would be overall obligation, 15 billion gallons. The bottom line is that Administrator Pruitt is falling well short of President Trump's 15 billion gallon commitment. That's a disservice to the president. It's a disservice to the country. Homegrown biofuels make our air cleaner, our economy stronger, and our country more secure. I'm not going to be able to predict the outcome of a meeting that hasn't taken place for another 3 hours here yet in Washington. I'll tell you that I plan raising these concerns with Trump and Pruitt. Ernst and I also plan on pressing the president to direct EPA to quickly implement the E15 waivers, or do away with the E15 waivers so that we can sell E15 12 months out of the year instead of 8 months out of the year.